morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a couple of reminders for CRP producers. Producers with certain eligible CRP practices still have until September 30th to consider managed haying of their CRP acres. This provision is available to producers to complete outside the primary nesting season, which ended August 1st. Managed haying is authorized no more than once out of every 3 years on eligible acres. Producers are assessed a 25% payment reduction based on the actual number of acres hayed. If you wish to do managed haying of your CRP, all bales should be removed as soon as possible to prevent seeding loss. No stockpiling of hay is allowed on CRP acres, and all bales must be removed from the CRP by September 30. Producers who have completed their managed haying are also reminded to report the number of acres of CRP actually hayed and the yield of those acres to the local FSA office no later than September 30th. If there have been any changes in CRP, whether due to a change of owner or operator or because land has been sold, producers with an interest in CRP are reminded to stop by the FSA office to complete a successor in interest request for their CRP contract before the end of this month. That's September 30th, so payments may be timely made to the correct individuals on the CRP contract. Now a brief reminder on the adjusted gross income verification in the IRS. In order to receive USDA program payments, each payment recipient must have an adjusted gross income verification consent form on file with the Internal Revenue Service. The consent form authorizes IRS to verify for FSA whether a payment recipient's adjusted gross income meets the eligibility requirements for FSA programs. The form became a requirement for payment eligibility beginning with the 2009 crop year. However, many program participants have not complied with this requirement. IRS and USDA reports show that nationwide, FSA is still missing the required consent forms for many producers for 2009 and 2010. To avoid an interruption of program payments, producers need to turn these forms into the IRS immediately if they have not done so already. Individuals must submit form CCC 927, and legal entities must submit a form CCC 928. Without these forms on file, producers will not receive the USDA program payments. These consent forms are required for payments received from the NRCS as well as those that are received through us at FSA. Completed forms must be returned to the IRS by the participant. Finally, a few notes for our dairy, wool, and small grain producers. Producers and dairy operations participating in the Milk Income Loss Contract, or MILC, program are reminded to contact the local FSA office to determine if they would like to make a change to their production start month to start receiving milk payments for the upcoming fiscal year. Changes to the production start month must be made on or before the 14th of the month, before the month originally selected by the dairy operation as their milk production start month. Stop by or contact your local FSA office for more details. Wool producers are reminded that if they will be shearing wool for the 2012 crop year, they need to contact the FSA office to fill out a CCC 633 EZ loan deficiency payment agreement and request form to cover all their harvested commodities for 2012, including wool and unshorn pelts. The form must be completed prior to losing beneficial interest in the commodity, and that usually means the shearing date of the wool. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occurs due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, NAP coverage is not available for that crop. Producers interested in purchasing coverage through the NAP program for alfalfa, asparagus, clover, grasses intended for forage, mixed forages, rhubarb, rye, strawberries, and winter wheat are reminded to do so before the sales closing date of September 30th. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.